sleeping in Madame Stephanie's grade 2 class at Selkirk Elementary, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
That was Johnny Payne, one of his brand new songs, All Messed Up. Really looking forward to hearing his new record. Good morning. How's everybody doing? My name is Jasper. You've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. Today, I have three very special guests in studio. I have Nick, Vitor, and Nick from the band The Stranded Assets. They have a brand new record out called The Piper of Paradise. We're going to hang out, listen to the record, talk about some of their influences. How are you guys doing?
Great. Awesome.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming. Really happy to be chatting with you. So for a lot of the folks here listening at home who may not have heard of you, why don't you tell us a bit about who the Stranded Assets are and how they came to be?
Yeah, sure. So I guess I was – this is Nick number one speaking. Back in second year or so, I started writing a lot of songs, a lot of lyrics, which I then put to music later on. And I remember meeting Vitor at Vitor, another guy, the guitarist who couldn't make it here today. And I'm at a party and heard him singing and thought it was really, really great. So I thought, hey, why don't we like hang out and jam sometime and see what goes on?
Yeah, yeah.
And we turned out to have a really good piano vocal relationship, I thought. So
you had chemistry.
We had chemistry, exactly.
Great. Yeah, it's classic. You met at a party, started playing music. Great.
Then that, the rest is history.
The rest is history. Yeah. How about Nick? How did Nick get into the mix?
How did Nick get in the mix?
I guess you were a bit later on. Like, it was me, Vitor, then the third guy, Artem, who was the guitarist. We had kind of a little thing going. Then beginning of this 2018, I guess September 2018, we wanted a drummer. And who knew Nick? Was it Artem?
Me and Artem actually met Nick in a math class.
That's right.
Is that right? Okay.
Math 305.
Math 305, yeah.
Don't recommend.
No, hard one.
Sometimes you can find some good drummers there.
That's right. You folks are all UBC students. And you met here on campus, more or less, it sounds like.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, that's great. That's cool, because it's a great place one of the nice parts of university is not necessarily taking Math 308 or whatever, but it's like meeting people in your classes and then collaborating on other things.
Well, yeah, like we're all very different in what we study. Like, well, these guys are engineers. I'm political science. You know, it's like
cool.
It's it doesn't really matter what you study. You can be friends on campus no matter what, right?
Like, you're a multidisciplinary band.
Exactly. Yeah, we're very diverse.
Great.
I just want to say real quick, like, I met Vitor and Artem in math class, but I had no idea they played music when I met them.
Sure.
It was just kind of, I needed help with a math question. I saw these two guys doing the same one. I walk over to their table, start talking, find out that one's an awesome singer, the other's an awesome guitar player. It was crazy.
It's just good luck.
Yeah.
And he's an awesome drummer, too, so it worked really well.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, tell me a bit about the record. So how did this get made?
It's been kind of a long process. Like, a few of the songs, the first two, I guess the first three, actually, Abigail Comes in Waves and Remaining Sun, were in kind of back in my first and second years at UBC. And these kind of were, you know, in the background, just shelved for a while. But I never really recorded them until, like, you know, we all got together back in, like, the beginning of our fourth year at UBC.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
And we decided, yeah, we'll sit down and actually record stuff track by track. And that's, I think we started doing that in December or something. We did Nick's drumming first and then started layering stuff on top of it. And over the course of maybe 3 or 4 months, we got four tracks done.
Yeah.
Then I did the other two back in May, I think. So it was a long, long process.
Sure, but, sure.
Eventually it became this thing.
It's something that you did all by yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, we just got like a little kind of, what's it called? Like an ice snowball mic?
I know the one you're talking. The blue one.
Well, this one's white actually.
It's white. Okay.
It's like a little snowball, and we just hooked it up to a Mac and put it in the jam room and
away you go.
Went at it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't actually use a metronome because found out that like Mac computers are really bad for lagging with metronomes.
Okay.
So we didn't use metronome at all. Nick just set the tempo with his own drumming
pretty much. Also gives a more human feel when you avoid the metronome.
It does, yeah.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, music pushes and pulls, you know, like when real humans play music. Mm-hmm. And often when you drop things into the grid of the click, they lose their humanness.
Yeah.
And it's very apparent. Great. Well, why don't we check out a song from your record?
Sure, yeah.
What do you recommend we listen
Probably
to?
Abigail first.
I think Comes in Waves.
Comes in Waves?
I like that
Okay.
one. Okay,
let's do Comes in Waves first.
Okay, that is track two, yes?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
All right, this is Comes in Waves by The Stranded Assets.
It's a bit of a pause at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Shining in the sun, she turned to her companion, who said, "My love, our journey has begun. We've left BC behind us. It's all smooth sailing now, I promise. There are no more mountain passes between here and Halifax." She said, "Yes, you're right, my darling. There are no more walls of stone before us. Mostly empty prairie and a nice 2 meter shoulder just for us. But you surely are mistaken if you think the sea is calm. Though our fortunes may seem fine, something always comes along. 'Cause it comes in waves, it comes in waves. One day you're lost and another you are saved. It comes in waves, it comes in waves. The wheels slurred to ride into the shore. Said, my sweetest Sarah, you were right. My heart is fully broken to have come so far and have our bikes get stolen. You saw with uncanny foresight the wave that washed my hopes away." She said, "Oh, my dearest Daniel, it grieves me so to see that you are parted. I see that you are full of all that emptiness we felt before we started. But as for what I've said before, that's only half of what I meant. Though this chapter may have closed, another you are saved. It comes in waves, it comes in waves. But we must learn to ride them to the shore. It comes in waves, it comes in waves. One day you're scared and another you are brave.
I really hear the Billy Joel influence on that tune and on the title track of this record. For those of you listening at home, I asked Nick to provide me with some songs that were influential when he was writing this record, and Billy Joel was on that list. Do you guys want to tell us a bit about that song, "It Comes in Waves"?
Yeah. I did the lyrics for it about 2 years ago now, and it was at a time when I've always been into, cycling, right? And if you listen to the lyrics, it's all about the cycling trip. And I kind of got into my head 2 years ago that I wanted to cycle across Canada one day, like from Vancouver to Halifax. And I think someday we'll do it. It's still on my list.
That's a big trip.
I did a big cycle this summer. Actually, went down to San Francisco on my bike, and that was long enough. So I don't know if like all of Canada is viable, but we'll see someday. The song kind of came up around that. It's the idea of these two, lovers, I guess, Daniel and Sarah, who just decide to cycle across Canada and, find themselves along the way. And just kind of their, the way they their attitudes shift as they get across the country, pretty much.
I see. So it's like it's a fictional kind of song.
It is. Yeah, it's kind of a story told from the perspective of these two cyclists.
Is a lot of the record sort of fictional? There's like a romantic feel to a lot of these songs, and I'm curious about like sort of your writing inspiration. Are you engaging in a lot of fiction on this record?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, definitely. Like, it's not really about, you know, me personally. These songs
are more
about like I think of like a story or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And decided to tell a song based off like that story. Like Piper of Paradise, for instance. That's about like that's not about me. It's about a dog. So.
Okay. Yeah. On the cover.
On the cover, the beagle.
Yeah, the beagle.
Exactly. So.
For everyone listening at home, the cover of this record is a really charming drawing of a beagle. He's sort of prancing through the woods, and is he piping while he goes? Or?
Well, yeah, he's. So it's maybe I'll tell the story about that one too right now.
Yeah,
he's,
sure.
I had a dog named Piper. He's a beagle, and he's a rescue dog from Paradise, Newfoundland. So that's where the idea Piper of Paradise came from.
Right.
And he had this really, really great voice. Like whenever he would, you know, howl or bay, he had this amazing, you know, tone pretty much.
Yeah.
So the song's all about like, you know, like he sadly passed away a few years ago, and it's about us kind of, you know, just reminiscing and missing that beautiful sound he would make with his howl. So it's, yeah, that's kind of where the inspiration for that song came from.
Okay.
And I just want to mention as well with that one, the cover, the illustration is done by my mom. So I want to show it to Val Lawton for that one. So thanks, Mom.
Mrs. Johnson?
Mrs. Lawton, actually.
Wow. She did great. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Well, okay, great. Why don't we dive into another track from the record? Who wants to pick this time?
I picked last time, I think, right?
Yeah. Well, Vitor wanted to do Abigail, I think, right?
Yeah, I think, most of the songs that we wrote, actually Nick number one, who you've been hearing speak, he writes the lyrics, and he's a great piano player.
Thank you.
But he didn't have much experience of putting these things on more of a band context.
Sure, yeah.
But at the same time, me and Artem, the guitarist, we'd play a lot of covers, but we wouldn't write our own stuff.
Right.
So we kind of came together and integrated it all in the band context. And Abigail is a good example of that. It used to be just a piano line, and we kind of made like a pop rhythm to it. So I think, we should check that out.
This is the opening song from the record.
Yeah.
Is Abigail... Can I ask about Abigail? Is Abigail a real person, or is Abigail?
Well, it was. Yeah,
you don't have to answer it if it's too personal. I'm just asking.
It was just kind of like a crush back in first year, and just the name kind of stuck with me. I like the name Abigail quite a bit,
so
it worked for
crush.
A song really well.
Sure, sure. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is Abigail by the Stranded Assets.
I'm thinking, Abigail, I'll tell you every day when skies are gray. Oh, Abigail, the night is falling, the night is falling. Are open. You have helped to open mine. Help me now to make them shine. Abigail, if I could make my heart just like an open sail, I would traverse this sea of darkness, Abigail. I'd sail to you, you'd see me through, oh Abigail. I've talked with you just twice before. I've talked with you just twice before. Both times I parted feeling warm. Your beauty hailed from Newfoundland. Abigail, reach out your hands.
de l'autre côté de ma salle. Il y a des mots que je veux chanter à les gars. Je te dirai, je veux t'aimer, oh Abigail.
Reel to Reel Film Festival presents Short Films from Coast to Coast, a free screening of local and short films showcasing some of the boldest and brightest directors across the country, including award-winning works and daring new voices. The screening is part of the free outdoor film series on August 23rd at 9 p.m. at Ron Bassford Park on Granville Island. More info can be found at www.r2rfestival.org or R2R Festival on Facebook.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite station IDs, that one.
Big fan of Zoolander.
Yeah. It's a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anyone out there is listening who likes those kind of things, those kind of station IDs, just making audio stuff, come on down to CITR and make some for us. It's a really fun way to learn how to, you know, make audio. So before that, we heard Abigail by The Stranded Assets. If you're just joining us, my name's Jasper. You're listening to CITR, and I have The Stranded Assets in studio. At least I have Nick, Vitor, and also Nick in the studio, which is, I believe is about 66% of the band.
Thereabouts.
There seems to be other collaborators.
Yes. I think the exact number is like 63.4%. Yeah.
Well, a few more decimal places after.
Good thing you took math 304. Let's talk about like everybody's role in the band. It's who plays what? Nick, you say you do a lot of the writing, but like let's talk about instruments and who plays what.
I do the piano. That's kind of how whenever I, you know, like to write stuff, I always do on the piano first and get the chords hammered out. So yeah, like piano's always been my thing. I'm always, you know, on the keyboards.
That's the
much.
Medium.
That's yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's
gotcha. Medium. How about you, Vitor?
Well, I started off as just a singer, but I, you know, eventually I kind of skittled off these little paths. Like I played the clarinet for one of our songs.
I heard that. That was you. That's nice. Yeah.
And you know, I ended up drumming for Viper Paradise, and I don't know. I'm just. I do whatever is needed.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
And I'm the drums on Abigail, the song you just heard, as well as Comes in Waves, the song we played before that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And then who else? There's what do the others do?
So we have Artem, who couldn't be here today. I think he's in Europe at the moment. He's the lead guitarist, and he did the solo you heard at the very end.
That brought it home.
Really, really awesome solo.
Cool.
And he's pretty solid. So he's our main guitarist. We had a bassist for a while, Antonio, who was he actually on? No, I think who played the bass for this record? Was it Artem? Sorry, Artem played the bass for this record.
Okay,
but,
sure.
Antonio was a guy who played with us live a few times. But
gotcha.
Yeah.
We also had Adam, right?
We had Adam for a bit too. Yeah. But he didn't play on this record.
Yeah.
But
just gotta give him a shout out.
Yeah. Adam Hare.
Let's talk about like live performance. Do you guys do many shows?
We started off playing on a few coffee houses around campus. And in January, I think it was January, we had this big show in this EDC party in the Engineering Center. ESC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was pretty banger. Like, we played mostly covers, but that was a good experience. And we kind of got a solid band together for the first time. That just sort of inspired us to keep going and make the record.
Yeah, that's the thing. It got the bug in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, playing covers is fun. At big parties, it's like playing songs everybody wants to hear.
It was pretty lit.
Making people dance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a great way to get inspired to, you know, get together more often and play music. So it sounds like the Stranded Assets are very, like, UBC-based. Yeah, which is really cool because it's, you know, UBC really is, it's a small city. A lot of folks don't think of it that way or even really think about UBC if you're not in the bubble that is UBC.
Yeah.
I came out to UBC and did my undergrad here, but before coming to the station, I wasn't really coming out here much at all. And I imagine there's a whole scene out here of musicians.
Yeah.
And I know that you have affiliations with the Blank Vinyl Project.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Which maybe Nick, you could talk about that a bit for everyone listening, what the Blank Vinyl Project is.
Yeah, sure. All right. So I'm Nick number two, by the way. Blank Vinyl Project is a club at UBC for anyone who likes music. You don't necessarily have to play an instrument to join the club, but a lot of people that are in the club like play an instrument, so they collaborate and meet other students who are looking to form a band or something. We have like a build a band program, and we also put on shows around campus. Once a year at Kerner's Pub, we have a music festival called Goose Hunt, which is our biggest event that we do, where we have a lineup of a dozen acts all in one night. We have two stages. BVP is a really awesome place for music lovers.
That's great. I love Kerner's Pub.
Yeah.
Do you do like an indoor stage and an outdoor stage kind
exactly,
of thing?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, perfect.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that back space they have is just the best.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so great. Okay, that's super exciting. And you also have a rehearsal space that's available for participating members?
Yeah, exactly. If you're a member of BVP, we have a jam room in the basement of the Life building that's available for booking online. It's got a drum kit, guitar amps, bass amp. Tons of equipment. Tons of equipment.
You got a full back line there.
Yeah.
That's such a great resource. Rehearsal space is like one of the, you know, the hardest parts about being in a band is being able to afford a space.
Totally. Yeah, for us especially, like we didn't ever have a drummer until we finally signed up for BVP and got the drums or the jam space. And that's when we met Nick for the first time because we never had like, you know, space that he could drum with us before.
Makes
but when
noise,
we got
right?
that space, then we were able to really come together and actually have a good jam session.
Yeah. Reminds me of a story of a time I was driving this guy home from a party and we get to talking and he says he's a drummer. And I said, oh, I'm a drummer too.
Right.
And he says, isn't it hard to find a place to play drums on campus? And I was like, dude, BVP, we have a drum kit. He's like, BV what?
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, man. He's in his fourth year, too. Yeah. He never heard of it.
He
missed out.
We did miss out. We should have gone on it right away, I think.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, we got to spread the word because there's so much going on and everybody's so busy and everyone's so wrapped up in, like, what's going on in their life.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a student, you know.
Yeah.
You can miss, like, all these opportunities to engage with other people and to take advantage of resources. So it's... Yeah, it's great to spread the word of the Blank Vinyl Project. So for everyone listening at home, check out, there's a website, yeah?
Yeah.
Blank Vinyl Project.
Or you look us up on Facebook, too.
Totally. Okay, yeah, check it out, especially if you're a musician. Okay, I wanted to ask about influences. Who influenced you when you were writing this record?
Because I'm a piano player, mainly, a lot of piano music has really influenced me quite a bit. Like,
sure. Billy?
Billy Joel. I saw him live, actually, a few years ago, and he was amazing.
Yeah.
Really, really talented. So Billy Joel, Elton John, obviously, you know, two great piano players.
Absolutely.
Coldplay, kind of, because they have a lot of piano music in there.
Yep.
So I didn't include them in the set list here, but, you know, anything piano-based, really. Those three, mainly. Coldplay, Billy Joel, and John. I think what song did I give you for Elton John? There was a Daniel.
You gave me Daniel.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. That's one that's piano based and also very lyrically focused as well, which is important to me because I'm a mainly a other kind of guy. So
yeah, that's a classic Elton song.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we could listen to that in a bit, but this monitor just went down. I don't know why. So maybe we'll jump to another Stranded Asset
song.
Yeah. Who's picking this time?
I picked the first one. You picked the next one.
Okay, it's Nick number one.
Let's do The Piper of Paradise, the title track.
That is track 4.
Yeah.
We already heard a bit of context for this song about your dog, Piper.
Yes. Yeah.
From Paradise, Newfoundland?
Yeah, that's right.
That sounds like a great place.
I've never been there, but yeah, no. It's paradisal.
It's paradisal.
Yeah.
Great word. This is track 4 from Stranded Asset's new record, The Piper of Paradise, the title track. The Piper of Paradise.
He came from paradise through the western wind. He landed in and we all took him in. Well, he wanted to be heard, but never to be seen. And he made his presence known by singing loud and clean. The Piper of Paradise was a gentleman through and through. He would always walk ahead of us to ensure the road was smooth. And when he got the chance, he would book it through the woods. So we all learned to dance in many neighborhoods. And he'll always be the Piper of Paradise. We will sing the songs of old he left behind. We'll always be the Piper of Paradise. Taped to his wrist, he passed out of the world. My mother looked around as we wept our burning tears. I don't see him now, but his song still fills my ears. Because he'll always be the Piper of Paradise. If there ever comes a time when you lose sight, please remember there's a beagle who's alright.
That's quite the ending. There's like, there's a three endings.
You think it's ended? But no, not quite yet.
It's like Lord of the Rings. There's three endings.
Yeah.
That was the Piper of Paradise by the Stranded Assets, the title track from their new record. What's going on like now with the band? So this record is out. Are you guys writing? Are you focused on school? Like, what's the deal?
I think, yeah, we're kind of all scattered to the winds right now. Like, Vitor is still doing stuff. He's still at UBC. So is Artem.
Yeah.
And so is Nick, actually. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And so is, I think I'm the only one not at UBC anymore.
Okay.
But We're all very busy with our academic
with life,
with life in general.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, finding jobs, whatnot, for me at least. So
you're a graduate now.
I'm a graduate now. I think I'm the only one who's graduated.
What's your field? So
I'm in political science.
Oh right, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Of course.
So now it's time to go into the big wide world.
Sure.
So
How's that going?
It's
it can be shocking.
It's very shocking.
I remember.
Definitely tough, but I'm sure I'll find.
You're gonna have
something.
You're gonna have some more things to write songs about.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
More life experiences.
Yeah.
Leaving university, especially if you go straight out of high school, and you go straight into university, and then you do 4 years or 6 years or whatever. Yeah, it can. It can really shock the system.
Well, because ever since you're a kid, you're kind of in the structure for your whole life in the system. But now, I'm out of the system. So
and you're just Nick now.
Yeah, now I'm free, but it's kind of a scary freedom. It's like what. Can go in any direction.
Yeah, so it can be exciting too. It's all about how you frame it, how you process
how you look at it.
But
it's a double-edged sword.
Okay, got you. So everybody's focused on life. Stranded assets are not so much the focus now, but that's what's cool about making records. It's like, and that's kind of the idea of a record, and that's where the word comes from. It's like you make something, and it's a recording, it's a moment in time, it's a record of who you are and what you did, and once it's done, you can move on with your life, and it's always there.
Yeah, it's a good kind of time capsule of where we were at that particular time, so it's really nice in that way. Like, whenever we hear these songs, we always think back to, at least I do, we always think back to, that particular time of our lives, and just all the fond memories and whatnot from then.
Yeah, so, cool. So we got our playlist back online here, and we were going to talk about influential songs. Is there something from the playlist you want to visit and talk about?
Do you want to play one of your ones, Nick?
No, man. You have a whole playlist.
Okay, yeah. Let's do a Canadian one. Let's do I think I put Carry on there by Joni Mitchell. That's one that, Joni Mitchell in general has influenced me quite a bit lyrically. And also kind of rhythmically too, I'd say. She's very interesting in terms of her rhythm, very unique.
Oh yeah.
So
Joni Mitchell's so hard to classify.
She really is. Like, is it folk? Is it country?
Is it jazz?
Is it jazz? There's a lot of jazz in her.
Oh, I know.
Too, so.
I know. Her like chord, even just like talking about chords and time signatures and melodies.
Yeah.
You know, Joni is just, Joni's Joni. She's so singular.
She can hit those notes really well too. Like, she often will be like really low and then all of a sudden, really, really high. It's pretty amazing how she.
Oh yeah.
Put up a parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very your staircase thing.
Yeah.
This is my favorite Joni Mitchell song
Mine
of
too.
All time. Yeah.
Mine too.
So why did you pick it?
I think it's my favorite Joni Mitchell song, and it's very kind of this whole album is very it's all about like breakups, I think.
Sure.
That's how I interpret it. But this one's a breakup, but it's also kind of told in a very happy way, a very kind of sardonic way, I guess.
Like
a bit
sardonic.
A bit sarcastic,
Mm-hmm.
But very, but joyful all the same, which is interesting. So I like how she's able to mix those, emotions into this song. So.
Okay. Well, without further ado, this is Joni Mitchell's classic song from Blue, Carry.
Night I couldn't sleep. Oh, it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy, I've got beach tar on my feet, and I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage. These friends of mine, let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. And rent me a grand piano and put some flowers around my room.
starry dawn. And they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cane.
Carrie, get out your cane.
Put on some seal.
I'll put on some seal.
You're a mean old daddy, but I like. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane. I'll put on my finest silk.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
That is, yeah, my favorite Joni Mitchell song. And I hear a lot of, I hear that influence too, kind of in the, like, the imagery. In my mind, Carrie's like this really kind of coastal song.
Yeah.
You know, I picture Joni Mitchell in some, like, windswept port, you know, like drinking nice wine and perfume and everything. And in some of your lyrics, like, it comes in waves, it's very coastal, very, it conjures the ocean, and I guess just sort of the spirit of those two, of Carrie and some of your songs, they seem very aligned. I see a connection.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I think, like I was saying with her lyrics before, it's the song's very, like, kind of happy-sad, you know?
Happy-sad.
It's a breakup. She says she... He's mean old daddy, but she still likes him.
Mean old daddy. So, like, yeah.
I think that's cool when you can do that in a song. I think I tried to do that in mine as well. Like, you put stuff in there. It's not necessarily happy. It's like Comes in Waves is about, you know, in the end their bikes get stolen and they're like crying in the rain pretty much.
Right.
But it's still like, you know, it's told in a very kind of upbeat way.
Right.
So,
right. There's still joy there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you folks involved in any other musical projects that you'd want to talk about?
Other Nick here is going to tell us.
Nick. Number two. I'm in another band. We're called Christ Alrighty.
Great name.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, that was my idea.
Was it?
It took a while to convince the other guys to get on board with the name, but eventually they converted. But yeah, we have a show coming up September 5th at the Blarney Stone, part of the Shamrock Festival, I believe.
What's that?
It's a 4-night festival, and we're playing on night 4. I don't know too much about the festival itself yet, but I do know that we're playing, and there's some sort of prize for like the best artist or something.
Okay, so it's like a battle of the band situation?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to get as many friends to come as possible.
Sure, yeah. Tell us about Christ Almighty. What's the sound
Christ
like?
Alrighty.
Christ Alrighty.
Just like rock and roll. Good old rock and roll.
Good old rock and roll.
Good old rock and roll, yeah.
Yeah.
I play the drums in that band as well.
Okay, cool.
And then we have a guitar player who's really influenced by like Dire Straits.
Oh, some Knopfler?
Yeah.
The clean tone Strat thing?
And but our piano player is really into like R&B. So when it clashes, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, it clashes in a good way.
Yeah.
Great. And that, what was the date of that show?
September 5th.
Cool. Yeah. Vitor, how about you? You playing any other bands?
Well, mostly, you know, me and Artem, we had our own separate project where we play around.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is the biggest sort of band project I've been in.
Gotcha.
With
Gotcha.
Trinidad Acids.
Cool. Okay. Great. Yeah. Well, we're just about out of time, but we definitely have enough time for another tune from The Piper of Paradise.
Let's do Remaining Sun, I think. That's one that we get to see Vitor's clarinet on that one.
Oh, great.
And great. And Artem does a really nice what would you call it? It's on the guitar, but it's very like a lot of reverb on it. Like he used the whammy stick, the whammy bar a lot in the song, and it's really, really nice.
So there's some pitch modulation.
Yes.
Some analog pitch modulation.
Yeah, it's really quite nice what he does on it.
Before we do the song, let me sidebar back to Vitor, because I wanted to ask you, where did you learn how to play all these instruments?
I don't know, man. And you know, ever since I was young, I just my mom started me on the flute, like the recorder.
Yeah.
Back in Brazil. And I thought the clarinet was such a cool instrument because my teacher played it, and I was like, oh my god, that's the coolest thing ever. So I started playing the clarinet, got into high school, saw it wasn't as cool as I thought. That's when I learned how to sing and how to play the guitar. So you could be a little more popular.
Okay, so you just picked it all up along the way.
Yep.
Based on what you thought was cool at the time.
There you go. I've always loved music, and especially growing up in Brazil, I mean, the music there is so rich. Tried to have a strong influence on the band here, but it's extremely difficult to teach them the rhythms.
I couldn't understand samba. It's
right. Yeah. Outside of 4/4 and 3/4, it's kind of, it gets a little murky.
Well, actually, the riff on Abigail, Vitor tried to get us to do like a samba riff, and it kind of is.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's still like in 4/4, pretty much. It's not quite there.
I see.
But it's kind of a samba riff.
It's its own thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. This is Remaining Sun by the Stranded Assets, which is track 3. Let me just cue this up here. We're using CDs today, which is fun. Cool. Here it is.
I hope you live for years to come. You enjoy remaining sun. I hope your skies are always blue. Your remaining sun. This boy will live to see the dawn. This the light you thought was gone. Thank you.
Okay, that was Remaining Sun by The Stranded Assets. And we are just about out of time here. If you're just joining us, I've been chatting with Nick, Vitor, and Other Nick from the band The Stranded Assets, which are a UBC, very much so a UBC band formed here on campus, very much active here on campus. Yeah, it's been really nice chatting with you. Is there anything else you guys wanted to share with the listening public before we call it a day?
I just wanted to shout out to the drummer on that last track. Nick was actually busy with school during the recording of that track, so Keenan McConkey did the drums for that one. So shout out to Keenan for that one. Thanks, Keenan.
Thanks, Keenan. You did great, buddy. Yeah, so Nick, Vitor, and Nick, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
It's like stressed out, no crying, but you kinda wish you would sometimes. Don't say that, my sister's march on, march on. Everybody need a step front, and I'ma be the only one that take a step back right now. I bet on everybody, think I'm whack right now. Ego slave, she cleans up on the mic. I'm not alone, hard to remember that they threw me a couple bones. Much to be thankful for, but I don't have a hometown, babe. I don't really know what's next, which memories are still. Ending kind of heights to lick. I'm not kidding, I think everybody hates me now. I love everybody still deep down. I think I'm projecting a little right now. Okay, I'll show you what it's like hyped down. No dying, but you kind of wish you would sometimes. Don't say that, my mother, that will fuck her life. On great days that I think I want a different life. But don't praise that, the negativity lives on. Say that you never once was wrong. Your word, your song, just trust it. March on, march on. And everybody needs a step front. And I'ma be the only one to take a step back right now. I bet on everybody, think I'm whack right now. Ego slave, she cleans up on the mic somehow. And everybody needs a step front. And I'ma be the only one to take a step back right now. I bet on everybody, think I'm whack right now. Ego slave, she cleans up on. March on, everybody need a step front, and I'ma be the only one to take a step back right now. I bet on everybody, think I'm whack right now. Ego slave, she cleans up on the mic. They say they want me, but I can't stand them, they just haunt me. Some want to flaunt me, some acting different when they taunt me. Act like a junkie, that's the mama, hey, that's her honky. We think y'all funky, come right with us, come take a bun here. They think the song is, they listen to it for the longest. That's why we made it big. Back to the stumps, yeah. Try to be honest, but they can't handle the truth, I promise. We go hard like comments, even further than we should. We march on, march on. And everybody need a step front. And I'ma be the only one to take a step back right now. I bet on everybody, think I'm whack right now. Ego slave, she cleans up on the mic somehow. And everybody need a step.
speak to.